three stress-free strategies, try saying that fast three times, for planning family dinners. Now, I know you have to be supermom. Between juggling work, managing the household, chauffeuring the kids to activities on Saturdays, and then by the time it comes to lunchtime, you are on the road and the kids are hanging. Now, finding the time and the energy to plan and cook family meal dinners can feel like one task too many. Am I right? But I just want to let you know that you're doing an incredible job. But let's be honest, the stress of meal planning is real. Hashtag real. And to be fair, it's the last thing that you need on your plate that's already overflowing. So today I'm putting together this guide specifically for you to help you reclaim your evenings, reduce that kitchen stress, and still be the hero of the dinner table. How about it? You up for it? Okay, good. I'm glad that you're up for it. Let's get into today's episode. Grab a sister friend who also needs to hear three stress-free strategies for planning family dinners. And let's get into today's episode. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends, or welcome to the show, Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona, and I'm a meal planning coach who makes it simple. And what I mean by it, I mean meal planning, because we know, as the intro has said, it is a stress. The stress of meal planning is real, especially when you're a mom and you're trying to take the kids to their activities and you're like, wait, I have to think about food as well. Well, my friends, you're in the right place. Grab your coffee, your tea, your grown-up juice, whatever it is that you want. But today's episode is just for you, okay? So we're going to go through three things today. Simplifying with strategic meal planning is number one. Two is theme nights to the rescue. And number three, you've got to embrace the power of batch cooking. Yes, and why do I feel like a superhero saying these topics? But I just want to just encourage you that when it comes to coaching for me, and by the way, if you enjoy what you hear, don't forget to leave a review. It helps me put this into other AirPods of other super busy super moms like yourself, and to encourage her that she is seen. I see you. Okay, mama, I see you. I see the sacrifices that you're making, even if your children don't say thank you and they don't come back and say I love you sometimes. I see you, even though I can't physically see you. I see you. You are seen, you are loved, you are appreciated. And I know sometimes it can feel like it isn't. As a Christian woman, I'm going to encourage you today that you are seen, you are loved. I know you can't feel it all the time, but I just want to tell you that. Before we get into the topics and the tips and whatever else, and we rush off back to our normal days, you are seen, you are loved, you belong here, you're appreciated. It doesn't feel like it every day. It feels like you're running around and trying to borrow fuel. And you're running around on fumes and you're trying to borrow energy from other people and other things. And you're always there for everybody else. I want to tell you thank you. And it might not mean much for me, especially as you can't see me. But I want to say thank you for what you do. I thank you that you can be the strong mom that you are. I thank you that you are the strong woman that you are. Even though you don't feel strong. You might not even look strong. Or you might even feel like you don't look strong. But I want to say thank you for everything that you do for your children. Because they may not realize it now, but everything that you are instilling into them, they are going to grow into mighty men and mighty women of strength. They are going to be world changers. They are going to be needed in these next days. Their voice is going to be heard, and it's a way to testify the way that you have raised them. Is it hard? You bet. But thank you for raising them in only the way that you can. There is no other woman on this earth that could raise the children like you. You have been handpicked to have these children as your own. That's incredible. So thank you for what you do. Number one, simplify with strategic meal planning. What does that mean? You deserve a break. The mental load of deciding what's for dinner every single night is exhausting, isn't it? So instead of that, set aside a small window every week to plan your meals in one go. Do it in one, because if you're going to try to put time here and time there, you know you ain't never going to get it. But picture this, a whole week where every what's for dinner has a quick and stress-free answer. Amazing, isn't it? Secondly, you want to involve the crew. Now, bring the kids into the meal planning process. This is tried and true. I've done it for clients because not only does it take some pressure off you, but it actually means that they're more likely to eat what's on their plate without fussing. Have you ever seen fussy children? I don't like it. Just eat the food. Just eat it. Okay. Plus, it's a subtle way to teach them about organization and decision making, which you're already doing an amazing job by doing. If they are not grateful, send them to me. Okay. Send them to me. It'll be like a boot camp. Send them here to England. They ain't gonna like it, but I'll love them, okay? Number three, also, you're simplifying this by keeping a favorites list. Now, we all have those go-to meals that never disappoint. Keep a running list, digital or on the fridge, of these foods that they love because they would become easy reference. Leftovers, they gonna save your life. You have to have leftovers. I know some people don't like having leftovers, but it's gonna save your life. Plan for meals that give you back time, doubling up recipes intentionally for leftovers, or you can even plan leftovers to take the night off of cooking and then have some time on you. Go and have a bath, put some magnesium flakes in the bath, and I tell you, that will knock you out to sleep and you will never, ever, 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 ever skimp on your sleep again because you're going to sleep like a baby, okay? Number two, theme nights to the rescue. Oh, that's why I sounded like a superhero. Predictability can be exciting. Theme nights are not just fun, they're a lifesaver. We're all about saving your life up in here, okay? Meatless Mondays, Taco Tuesday, whatever you want, da-da-da-da. Whatever you need, da-da-da-da. Whatever you want Wednesday, leftovers or takeout. Themes cut down on the decision fatigue and they add predictability to your planning. I tell you what, right? I love me a bit of predictability. You know why? Because you know what's going to come. You know what you're going to eat. It's good. Meal planning can be predictable. But also, you can have whatever you want. Dun-dun-dun. I think that's an English song, you know. But you can have whatever you want on Wednesday. Get everybody involved. Just like I've said in involving the crew, have each family member pick the theme one night a week. It's one less thing for you to think about. And then it turns meal planning into, it's a family affair. There, you're spreading out the responsibility. It's the responsibilities. What have I just had to drink? Again, it always happens when I have a juice, isn't it? I don't have juice. I don't like juice unless it's freshly pressed. And that sounds bougie. But I don't like cordial and fruit juice. I don't actually know why, but I don't like it. But I just had a peppermint tea with some maple syrup or agave, light agave, which you can hardly taste. I don't know, I'm bouncing off the walls. It's because I'm excited to speak to you, to come up in your earballs today and just be like, oh, blessing you with these things. But it's a family affair, okay? So those are the two things that you want to do. Lastly, you want to embrace the power of batch cooking. Cook once, eat twice, or even three times. This means that you might need to use a bit of time on a weekend to prepare meals, but you're doing it so that they can be frozen or quickly reheated, because it's actually like sending a care package to your future busier self. Listen, you can go and get these results. If you're somebody who wants to get results, take this and go and do it immediately. If you need my help, of course, we'll be there to help you. VIPmealplan.com is the website that I can help you do it and keep you accountable, of course, because you're like, yeah, I ain't never going to do it. Okay, great. I can keep you accountable. Amazing. Freezer meals, they gonna be your friend, because there's nothing better than realizing, wait, dinner's already done? It's 6 o'clock and you're like, wait, what's for dinner? Oh, it's already there. This is the best feeling in the world. Freezer-friendly meals can be a godsend, especially on those days when time, it done last this man. It's gone. Your time for you and time for your day is gone. Label everything. You're gonna label everything. Spend less time guessing what's in each container when you have clear, easy to read labels. With no chicken scratch here, my friends, you've got to do clear labels. And I will give you a list of things over in VIP meal planning so you can use the meals and still eat them whilst they're fresh. Okay. Now, finally, we're gonna wrap up today. Striving for perfection only adds pressure. And I know if you're a type A type of person and you're a mum who wants to get everything in a row and you cannot bear little Bradley's mum, because Bradley's mum seems to have everything together. She's got that car cruiser where there's no crumbs in her car. It's almost like the kids aren't even in there, but they are. Her kids are so well behaved. You know those kids that have the comb over and their head to the side and they are proper dressed to the nines? You know Bradley's mum, the one that you envy. Don't be trying to keep up with her. Okay, she's in her own league. She's even got clothes for her dog. Don't. You know Bradley's mum? She looks like, oh, Sandy. Grease Lightning. Remember when she got a makeover? I forgot my name. Olivia Newton-John. Remember when she got the makeover and she's like going out with Danny? And if you've never seen Grease, oh, what are you doing? No, if you've never seen Grease, I highly recommend you watch it. At first, he was with Frenchie, and then he met Olivia Newton-John, Sandy. And this is, I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Anyway, that scene is where she's, you better shape up with them two, because I need a man.
Oh, yes, indeed. You're the one I love. You are the one I want. Honey.
Yes, that part. I don't even know what that sounded like, but that part of the film, as she just got ready, she had a complete makeover. It's those kind of mums that we're envious, right? And we're trying to be perfect because we think she's perfect and she's got all of her ducks in a row. No. If you're striving for that type of Sandra, hey, Sandy. But it only adds pressure, is my point. The goal is to feed your family, not hers, and not try and win a cooking show, okay? Or contestant show, or try to act like her or dress like her, because you ain't her, she ain't you, you're never going to be her anyway. It's all right to feed your children simple meals. If it's meat and potatoes for one night with a little side of broccoli, they're going to eat it. They're not going to die. They're full up. They've got some nutrients. It's okay. They've got proteins, carbs, and they've got a little bit of fats because of the oils that you cook it in. It's okay to have ramen noodles. If you're going to give the kids ramen noodles because you're just tired, it's been a long day. You know what? Ramen noodles and Chick-fil-A nuggets on the side, eat it. It's okay to do that sometimes. It's okay to have freezer meals. And sometimes it's okay to have an impromptu takeout night without the guilt. It's all right. Your well-being is just as important as a home-cooked meal. But by putting in these strategies, and these are strategies that you can actually do even without me, I hope that you find more joy and less stress in your mealtime routines. Here, my friend, is to more peaceful evenings and enjoying the precious family time because you've more than earned it and it's time to celebrate you, celebrate your family and enjoy it. Okay, my friends, that's a wrap for today's quick and super simple episode. I can't wait to see you in the next one. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk and I'll see you in the next one.